Today we'll be Ezer Shem begin Mesechtes Beyam, also known as Mesechtes Yamtiv, which discusses the laws of Yamtiv, Muktzah, and Erev Tavshil. We begin the first parak, Beyah Shenolda, which will focus on the laws of Muktzah and other halachas specific to Yamtiv. Some of the topics we learn about today, the first Mishnah in the parak introduces some basic concepts of the Mesechta, including Muktzah, Noilet, and Hachana. The Mishnah brings a machlekes between Beishamay and Beishil regarding an egg that was hatched on Yamtiv, if it is permissible to be eaten or not, and the Gemara that follows will bring four different ways to explain this machlekes. The Mishnah will also bring two more machlekes between Beishamay and Beishil, one regarding the shear of Sa'ar that is required in order to be chayav on Pesach, and one regarding the law of Kisa Adam on Yamtiv, which are explained later in the parak. Some key topics and concepts that we'll learn about include Muktzah. The Pasuk says in the Torah, V'hoi b'yom ha'shishi v'chinu es esher yiviyu, from which we learn that the provisions of Shabbos as well as Yom Tov must be prepared from the day before. This is not referring to the actual cooking or baking, as this is already learned from the Pasuk, Yisasher toifu oifu v'yisasher tevashelu b'shelu, but rather to a verbal or mental preparation or designation of items that are to be used for Shabbos or Yom Tov. If something is not prepared or set aside for use on Shabbos, it is called muktzah or set aside, and the subject of a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda as to the status of these items for use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Reb Shimon holds that muktzah is permissible on Shabbos, whereas Reb Yehuda holds that muktzah is asr on Shabbos. Noilet. Noilet refers to items which came into being on Shabbos or changed significantly in form on Shabbos. This would include eggs laid on Shabbos, pieces of a vessel which broke on Shabbos, and so on. Our Gemara discusses whether Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon would maintain their respective opinions by muktzah, even in the case of noilet. Kisa Adam. The pasuk in the Torah states, V'ish asher yitzid tzayit chaya oif asher yachol, V'shavach es damai v'chisov v'afer. A kosher fowl or non-domesticated animal which is slaughtered must have its blood covered by earth or any other similar substance. Koich de atera adav. If there is a machlekes which we can explain in a way that will highlight the lenient opinion, it is preferable to follow that explanation which will bring out a more lenient ruling.